This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The strength of America is that our country unites people of all races around shared value of faith, freedom, family, and equality. Our history is not perfect. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, what makes us unique are the founding principles which compel us to continually improve. And we have. Well, we were. Critical race theory, now that it has come on the scene, is opposed to this idea of unity. It seeks to fracture America by dividing her citizens by the color of their skin. CRT is the origin of the policing a systemically racist myth. Where it has influenced policing and criminal justice policy, it has resulted in disaster. In major Democrat-run American cities, politicians supporting Black Lives Matter and critical race theory have broken policing and increased violent crime, with the overwhelming majority of victims being black. Violent crime is off the charts, with homicide increases as high as 533% in certain areas. The shocking amount of violence and murder is primarily devastating black communities in these cities, where the overwhelming majority of both victims and offenders are black. In 2020, the number of black homicide victims increased by almost 1,200 from the previous year to more than 8,600, which is with at least 90% killed by black assailants. This is not systemic racism. No matter what BLM and the Democrats and the media would have you believe. But this is crime. And this is what makes Joe Biden's recently announced plan to end the surge in violence so outrageous. The Democrat plan, primarily focusing on targeting gun dealers and sending in social workers, is not going to do anything to stop the bloodbath. It might add some new targets to it. By ignoring the real and immediate problem, which is violent criminals and gang members who need to be arrested and incarcerated, violence will increase. And many more black lives will be needlessly lost. And you know what? We know how to reduce crime. It has been done before. In the early 1990s, and for more than 20 years after, the New York Police Department, the Chicago Police Department, and the LAP Police Department achieved amazing reductions in violent crime and homicides. Tens of thousands of young men's lives were saved, mostly black, young black men. No American institution is more dedicated to saving black Americans than police. Now, what they did to achieve this was extraordinary. It was a four-part strategy. Police were assigned to high-crime areas where they proactively engaged and arrested violent offenders. Cities implemented the broken windows policing model, and I'll explain why that's important in a minute. Based on the theory that when nonviolent public disorder crimes are tolerated, it results in community fear and increase in more serious crime. Police departments engage in quality of life law enforcement for preventing violent crime. Police built trust and communication through partnerships with the community. And the local and county prosecutors worked with police to hold offenders accountable for their crimes, aggressively pursued convictions, and obtained appropriate sentences. All of this is common sense policing, and it all works. However, let's look at what we have going on today. Item number one, police assigned to high crime areas. Well, since Ferguson, the Ferguson effect has kicked in, and now most police, there's a little, well, not most, but I mean fewer police are going to respond the way they used to. Definitely not going to be proactive about it. The broken windows policing model, that's been thrown completely out the window. The whole shoplifting thing for $950 or less in San Francisco, that is the broken windows they're describing. They've made that okay to do that. They've decriminalized that. And now it is beginning to accelerate. Police can't build trust and communication with the community right now because they're being too busy demonized. Too many guys are walking off the job. Some of these police departments have been defunded. They're not going to get out there and worry about trust and communication. They're just worried about survival. And the local and county prosecutors, that's completely been abandoned. Right, Chase Bodine? So, that plan that knocked down violent crime to historic lows, this four-part strategy was unsurpassed. And if it were implemented today, it would show the same result. The only major addition that we need to add to would be the long-term minimizing of violent crime by targeting its root cause, which is purely fatherless families. But even the original strategy is not being used today to respond to the violent crime wave. There's a reason for that. Primarily because America is under attack from within by elites who seek to bury traditional American values and rebuild the nation in their distorted image. Their path to power has been a march through our cultural institutions to capture education, media, Hollywood, the arts, courts, and law enforcement. Some have been lost already and survival of the law and the police hangs in the balance. Black Lives Matter. They are a violent Marxist movement whose stated aims have included defund the police, abolish prisons, overthrow the United States and capitalism, and that we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement, a phrase which has been erased from their website. Critical race theory shapes their rhetoric and objectives. CRT is a neo-Marxist racist ideology professing the United States is an illegitimate, systemically racist nation that must be torn down. All white people are inherently racist oppressors, colonizers, whatever. All black people are all inherently victims of racism, and black people are unable to exert agency in their personal lives or learn and achieve on an equal basis with white people, which is an extraordinary statement to say out loud. It teaches that all American institutions, mainly the police, are designed to perpetrate systemic racism. Many believers of critical race theory do not want police reform. They want police abolition. The BLM lie of systemic police racism has been ceaselessly repeated and has become a propaganda phrase for the most part. This dangerous myth has been met with almost zero resistance from police chiefs and from only by a handful of Republicans. It has undermined police authority, legitimacy, and effectiveness. Proactive policing is basically dead, but not just because of the defund police budget cuts. They don't have support, so they're pulling back from the proactive patrol. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. couple of weeks ago, in a lengthy piece of the Weekly Dish, Andrew Sullivan lamented about the radicalization of the American elite against liberalism. Now, this appears so to his eyes. This radicalization doesn't much involve conversions. It's not as if card-carrying leftists, and, you know, they keep using the term liberal, which they're not. But the card-carrying leftists suddenly become card-carrying leftists of varying stripes. So fellow travelers and Queeslings they are, but that's always the case with movement. Sullivan does point out that conservatives haven't radicalized. They're pretty much anchored to the same center-right belief and value for a generation or more. Then, this very astonished writer penned this. Take a big step back, observe what has happened in our discourse since around 2015. Forget CRT for a moment and ask yourself, is nothing going on here but Republican propaganda and guile? Can you not see that the Republicans may be acting, but they're also reacting? Reacting against something that is right in front of our noses? What is it? It is, I'd argue, the sudden, rapid, stunning shift in the belief system of the American elites. It has sent the whole society into a profound cultural dislocation. It is, in essence, an ongoing moral panic against the specter of white supremacy, which is now bizarrely regarded as an accurate description of the largest, freest, most successful multiracial democracy in human history. Now, why does Sullivan's angst matter? No matter, you know, whether or not he misconstrues the cause. Because progressivism is a failed doctrine. It is completely non-sustaining. It cannot continue on. Or as Lenin may have said, progressivism was useful until it wasn't, just as socialism is transitional to communism. Today we're not up against progressives gone bad, but against a whole new generation of elites who've been inculcated with hard left worldviews. And they were nurtured to be this way in many cases, coming from milieus, you know, families, communities, schools that increasingly embrace Marxist doctrine, whatever mask it wears, although the mask is off now. This transition bodes ill for the nation, at least in the 2020s, which are shaping up to be one of the most tumultuous and momentous decades in the country's history. And this hard-left cohort is now waging an intensifying cold civil war against the American experience, against the very values and principles that justified our revolution and then the founding. Whether this cold civil war turns hot is a matter of ongoing conjecture. And note, though, that Joe Biden alluded to civil war in his remarks on voting rights the other day in Philadelphia. He got out there and he claimed this in his attempt to stand truth on his head. The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat. Literally. I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War, the Confederates back then never breached the Capitol as insurrectionists did on January the 6th. Breached the Capitol, you know, where the cops opened the doors and said, hey, come on in. That breach. Biden's Philadelphia speech was an effort to reverse perceptions and halt election reforms in Pennsylvania. He's not alone in mouthing this charge. Other Democrats routinely regurgitate the same talking point. And the takeaway is that Democrats, through election chicanery in battleground states last year and through the mockery called for the People Act of 2021, mean to so completely corrupt and subvert honest and fair elections from courthouses to the White House that one-party rule is assured. His words weren't hyperbole and shouldn't be dismissed as such if taken in proper context. They're ironic, however, in that the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War is again being instigated by Democrats by their elites who mean to upend this republic, replacing it with a hideous caricature. And you need to understand this as well. Biden is just the mouthpiece. He was intended to be a ruse, to be the reassuring, if doddering face of bygone liberalism. The leftist elites who run this administration are the facts and the most emphatic with the supremacy of its worldview and policies are calling the shots, from election reform to open borders to statist COVID policies to unjustifiably indicting white Americans as racist and everything in between. They want you to think that he is a liberal, a classic liberal. Back in the day, there was, you know, the difference between a Republican and a Democrat was that they were all going for the same thing. They just had a different philosophy of how to get there. So the Democrats were liberal then because they were for liberty at that time. Or so I thought. If the veteran Democrat operatives and D.C. hustlers, leftists all who comprise the other principal White House faction, are moderating his proposals and executive actions, just imagine if they were unleashed. But back to Sullivan's key point real quick. We can imagine that the elites who were buffaloed by the specter of white supremacy, maybe that's the case in the circles where he runs, Sullivan, but shouldn't supposed sophisticates know better. Charges of mounting white supremacy are fraudulent. They're a means of injecting into the body politic the poisonous canon of critical race theory. And what's the intent? To destroy the existing order and seize power, done in the name of the people, of course. That's the byline of the Communist Manifesto. Progressivism, defined as a center-left worldview with some connections, now tenuous to American values and principles, has been cratering for years. It just cannot sustain itself. Look at the People's Republic of China. The Hong Kongers, the Uyghurs, Tibetans, Falun Gong practitioners, and the still free but menaced Chinese in Taiwan. There's progressivism. Power. At any and all cost. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Pelosi made it clear she will not allow Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to serve on the committee, Banks criticizing Pelosi's decision on Wednesday.
The American people demand that their leaders step up to make sure that it never happens again. But we all know that this is an exercise in politics. It's not an exercise in finding the facts, and that's what's unfortunate about the speaker's move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding the United States will continue to support Afghan security forces monetarily, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Coalition of Jewish Values has announced a nationwide petition drive to urge people to boycott Ben & Jerry's ice cream. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the story.
The petition against Ben & Jerry's was announced after the Vermont ice cream maker issued a policy that it would not sell its products to Jews in the occupied Palestinian territory called Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yoakov Nikum of the Coalition of Jewish Values said, Jews have lived in Judea and Samaria for almost 4,000 years since God gave that holy land to Abraham.
Just the thought that this is just typical of the woke left these days, unfortunately, they grab onto any cause, and it doesn't matter if it's rational, and it doesn't matter if it's actually helpful.
President Biden taking part in a CNN town hall at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun press shop, The Trace, is trumpeting the fact that if the Biden administration's pistol brace proposed regulatory rule ever becomes ATF policy after the public comment period and process is complete, the Federal Firearms Regulatory Agency won't be able to keep up with the demand to register the millions of braces that are owned by people who never signed up for the expensive bureaucracy of NFA regulation when they bought them. Now, the Trace, of course, frames this as due to a chronic lack of resources. Read that to be federal tax dollars going to the ATF. And in their worldview, we can't possibly devote enough money to the job of regulating civilian firearms. And the fact that the ATF never seems to have enough money is all part of a deep, dark conspiracy by the gun industry and their minions in D.C. to hamstring the regulator. But Mike's minions build their prediction of NFA gridlock on one very big assumption. They're expecting that the millions of owners of brace-equipped pistols will, one, hear about the regulatory change, and two, choose to comply with it. Registration will include paying a mandatory $200 tax for each brace, an amount that's more than most of them paid for them in the first place. Now, judging by compliance rates for registration schemes enacted in places like New York and California. Compliance that would have cost gun owners there nothing. Good luck with that one. This is the unspoken part of all the stuff that we hear about the whole thing with the braces. These rules, which were proposed last month, would bring stabilizing braces under the purview of the National Firearms Act, an 87-year-old law that imposes tight restrictions on machine guns, suppressors, and rifles with short barrels, and other weapons deemed by Congress to pose an acute threat to public safety. Now, if the rules came into force, anybody wanting to attach a stabilizing brace to their pistol would have to obtain approval from the ATF's NFA division. And that process can stretch more than a year and entails filing an application, undergoing extensive vetting, which isn't that extensive. I mean, you have to get fingerprinted, and I don't think you have to get interviewed, but I don't. If you have an NFA item, you know. You got to pay a $200 tax and registering the weapon with the federal government. Violations can result in a 10-year prison term. Now, Mark Jones, a former ATF special agent, who has held various supervisory positions before retiring in 2011, said the rule change could trigger an avalanche of NFA applications for a division that is underprepared. ATF's been so poorly funded and resourced over the decades, it doesn't have the people it needs. If they just snapped their fingers and said, tomorrow all of you have to register these weapons or you're felons, it would fail in a huge way. It's going to fail in a huge way anyway. It's going to fail in a huge way anyway. Right now there's a bunch of lawyers out there on the Second Amendment side that are just waiting for this to happen. They've already got their contingencies together. They've got their mock-ups of everything they're going to present, their briefs, everything they're going to put out there. First of all, it would be enjoined until it made its way through the courts. That would be what they would be pushing for anyway. Then they're going to have to explain why something that they have adjudicated so many times is now all of a sudden bad. And why these things that are true today, just like the whole gun violence thing, why is gun violence going up now when it didn't 2 years ago or 3 years ago? Why wasn't it going up then? It's not because more people bought guns, because most of the people buying guns aren't criminals. Criminals are a very small niche of America. Likewise with these, the other thing that is going to be a problematic is because they don't know who's got them. There are no lists of this nonsense. None. So problematically for them, it becomes a matter of whether or not they're going to be able to find these things. Since the SAFE Act came into play in 2013, Connecticut did their thing in 2013, 8 years. What people will tell you while they're out there trying to get y'all stirred up and everything is, well, they'll just wait on you, Bill, and they'll catch you eventually. Well, they haven't caught anybody in New York that I'm aware of. Connecticut, I haven't. And if they had, and this is the thing, if they had, we would have heard about this. Illegal AR-15s, unregistered AR-15s. We would have heard all that nonsense. Because remember who we're talking about. We're talking about the media. We're talking about Bloomberg. Bloomberg is not. He is not any way, shape, or form a gun owner's friend. He does not intend to give any ground on that. So the problem, the big problem here is that they're never going to have enough people to enforce this. There's just no way to enforce this. Likewise with homemade guns. There has, I mean, the pistol stabilizing brace has a real application beyond just putting it on the end of a gun. They're actually designed for people that have lost use of their limbs or lost limbs. And you strap it to your arm. It fits over your forearm and you strap it to your arm. Gives you, it makes it stable. So, that becomes a thing. That becomes a thing. And because of that, they've been ruled by the ATF, I don't know how many times, to be legal and okay. And now they're going to have to explain why they're not legal and okay. And they're not going to be able to say, well, they're more concealable with this on it and everything else. What about the first 40 million that went out? Weren't they concealable too? So what about that first 40 million? How about those? It's a problem. It's one of those problems that I love to see these people face. It just completely disrupts their day. And it makes mine. And, you know, I'm sort of hard to please sometimes. I mean, watching them wrestle with the contradiction of themselves, that's just that delicious vanilla-flavored irony. You can't. There's no match for it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, gun grabbers understand the utility of guns. They want to have the guns available to them. Now, some of them already own them. When back in the 90s, when the assault weapon ban was about to go into effect, it was a whole lot like it was when the Cuban embargo was about to go into effect, because a whole lot of members of Congress were sending people out there to buy as many AR-15s for them as they could, because all of them were going to be grandfathered in. Likewise, standard capacity magazines, because standard capacity magazines for handguns were also banned during this time. I got a hold of a Glock model 2021 in 45 ACP. It only came with one magazine, a 13 rounder, and I called Glock and they agreed to sell me three more at regular prices. And then you couldn't have done that again for the next 10 years. I mean, I had a para ordnance at the time that was a 14-round 45 ACP, and the price of the gun went up just due to the magazines. Because you could have the gun, but the magazines now had to have really thick followers and everything and shorter springs, and they could only run 10 rounds at a time. So they understand the utility of guns. They like guns. They like the idea of being in charge of the people that have the guns. They will get out there and tout to you if you get out there and start talking about some sort of asymmetric warfare that might occur here in the United States. They will point out to you that, of course, we have nukes and fighter jets. Which is, it seems like since we used an atomic bomb in World War II, no more been used since then. You're going to nuke the country, you're going to nuke your own people. That's your threat you're going to make? Okay. So I sit back, and if you're leftist right now, and you're out there, and you're just a regular, you know, common garden Democrat, and you're out there and you're saying, well, we need to restrict guns because there's too many guns on the street. The guns on the street that reside in the suburbs that aren't actually on the street, but they're in the hands of law-abiding, are never going to hurt you. And if you believe they're going to hurt you, you got a bigger problem than just being duped by a bunch of gun grabbers. But then, you wake up one day, and you're looking at something, and you spy something out there, and the first thing you think is, there is no way I could have done this myself. You can't write this kind of stuff. You just can't. And thus we come to where we are at this moment. Rochester, New York. Mayor Lovely Warren, Democrat, was arraigned on weapons charges today. WHEC reports Warren and her husband have been charged with criminal possession of a firearm, which is a Class E felony. They also face two counts of failure to lock secure firearms in a dwelling. The Monroe County District Attorney indicates the Warren home was searched by New York State Police on May 19th, and they discovered a standard manufacturing STD-15 rifle, which is an AR-15, and a Kel-Tec P-40 pistol. Neither weapon was registered to Warren or her husband. Additionally, Her Honor and her husband faced charges of endangering the welfare of a child because a 10-year-old child was found in the home alone when officers arrived. So, we get this. She's posed for a lot of pictures with Shannon Squeaky Watts. And, you know, here we have this great role model. I'm awaiting the statement from her pals from the Moms Demand Action. They should get their own people under control before they preach to others regarding gun control. But it's, you know, I'm sure Shannon has guns too. To be clear, I don't agree with firearms registration one bit, but the screw the mayor as she supports it by supporting working with gun grabbers at the Moms Demand. Because Tuesday, the mayor met with one of the Moms Demand Action. Janina Bandy is an organizer. She says local politicians have a lot of power to address gun violence. Mayors have an incredibly important stand in their communities. They know their communities better than anybody else. If they come together and talk about and find solutions and implement them, they can have an incredibly high impact on this issue. They were looking to expand to Rochester because she thinks the city is primed for the movement. I'm going to talk about this on the weekend show, which Rochester's in that broadcast area. Mayor Lovely Warren spoke with three other New York mayors on Monday to brainstorm possible solutions to a recent scourge of gun violence in their cities. And that came a week after she sat down with representatives of the Moms Demand, looking to expand their presence in the upstate. She said afterwards she sees a tougher, more consistent approach to illegal weapons as one strategy among many to help reduce violence in Rochester and elsewhere. That's pure gold. Thank you, Your Honor. So, this year, Rochester police have recovered more than 300 illegal guns. Now, understand this. That doesn't mean that they're illegal in that they've been used in a crime. It means they're illegal in that they aren't registered or they're not secured, right? Which are all laws there. Safe Act. Mayor Lovely Warren herself has often cited these weapons for playing a part in violent crime. She said, I have a 10-year-old daughter at home. No one wants a child to be shot, especially while they're in their own home, sitting in their living room, right? Except she left a gun, unsecured, with her child at home. I would sit here and I would, you know, I'd shake my head over this, except it's, this is classic. This is the kind of Jekyll Hyde that you have. Now, they would say, they're going to have, I mean, one of the ways they're going to plead their case, without a doubt, is going to be, well, you know, we're actually responsible gun owners. Even though we didn't comply with the law, even though we didn't lock them up the way you said we had to do it, we're actually very responsible. I mean, look at my station in life. I'm a mayor of Rochester, a major city here in the state of New York. Why, I'm cozying up to the moms demand attention, action, I mean. You couldn't write this kind of a skit for Saturday Night Live. You just couldn't do it. Back in April, let me tell you what she said again. Have a 10-year-old daughter at home. No one wants a child to be shot, especially while they're in their own home, sitting in their living room, right? Except you did what nobody I know does, which is leave guns out where kids can find them. Good luck, Your Honor. You got the laws you wanted for, or that you wanted to have, and now you get to live with them. Now you get to live with them coming down on you. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.